Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Sitting in today with Olivia, my friend who's always joining me, and Doc Bill is back. Doc Bill, you know, when I look over and see you, I know the food must be coming up. And I want to talk about Southwest Germany, and one of the things that they are known for is white asparagus. I had a chance to go over and visit, was on a press trip with a group of other journalists, and we had a chance to try a lot of white asparagus. It is so good. And a little bit of history about white asparagus, Doc Bill, is that it was really known at first as the royal food. Only the royals could eat it.
Well, I can believe that. You know, it's something that's really great and rare. The royalty's going to take the first piece of it.
Well, it was known as the royal vegetable, and it was first grown in the Schwarzingen Castle Gardens, which was, as I mentioned in the last segment, my favorite palace that I had a chance to visit. And in the 17th century, only the royals were eating this, and it was only grown in that castle garden. And it was once just reserved just really for their table, but today everyone can eat it. And I had a chance to go and actually pick and harvest some white asparagus. So it's kind of interesting how it's grown. I'm sure you're going to talk a little bit about that. But over in Germany, they call it Spargel. So they don't even call it asparagus over there. And when I had a chance to go and actually harvest some of it, I got a diploma because I actually harvested it the right way. Aren't you proud of me?
Well, it's neat. I mean, I think that's great to harvest something like that, white asparagus. I mean, when you think about it, we think about asparagus here, we just think about green asparagus.
That's right.
And what's the difference? The difference is very simple. You're taking a grape fruit, or actually it's a vegetable, and you're taking this vegetable and you're actually making it something more delicious. And the way you do that is you got to make it more tender, get rid of some of the overtones. And you do that by a process in which they cover the plant up, in which the plant doesn't get much sunlight, doesn't produce much chlorophyll in the plant, and you dramatically change the flavor of the plant. Now, some of you may say that's unusual, but we do that here also with celery. Celery is a plant in which is partially, which is called, some people call it blanching, in a sense that you don't let much sunlight hit it, and the plant then grows and has a more light color. Celery is really dark green, but a lot of times when you get in, it has more of a lighter color because of the blanching, that we don't let it see that much sunlight when it's grown in field, which is partially covered. The same is true with asparagus. It's covered up with sand and dirt, so it emerges always being covered, and you dig it up and then you dig up the root, as opposed to here, as soon as it emerges the ground, we let it hit the sunlight and it's green.
That is true. And it was really interesting to go out into the white asparagus fields and just see these mounds, because it was like, well, where's the asparagus? Because you are accustomed to seeing it growing out of the ground and being able to actually see the plant, see the vegetable. But there it is, completely covered, have these mounds, and then you have to find where the asparagus is and you pick it piece by piece, is how asparagus is actually harvested.
You pick it piece by piece, and then you got to cover it back up again, because usually when one emerges, the second one emerges not too far from that. So you cut it, and you carefully cover the area back up, and then you allow another one to come. You also make it more tender. When you don't have as much exposure to the sunlight, the produce gets more tender and succulent, and so you don't have, so therefore you can harvest longer stalks of it, and it can get thicker, and you have that great flavor, and it's very, very tender.
Well, we did have some that were different lengths, different thickness, as you mentioned. So depending on that, and depending on the color of it, really also determine the sort of the value of it, how much it costs. So when you would go to the vegetable stands, you would see different pricing based on those type things. So it was really interesting to see that.
Well, that's neat. I mean, this crop goes back to about 350 years. And in around 1700s, the French King Louis the 14th in Versailles had some of this growing, and eventually it was transferred over to the place we have now at around 1668. The neat thing about this crop is it's been grown there for a long time, and in 1853, an asparagus cooperative was set up. And again, new varieties were also done. Even though it's a white asparagus, they also were able to modify and produce new varieties. And in 1875, they had a canning facility in place, and they actually were canning it and serving it in different preserved ways, which is pretty neat.
Well, you know, I had a chance to visit the Frackel Kurtz Keller family and their farm, and had lunch there, had a chance to actually taste some of their asparagus, because their asparagus plants actually go back to the royal plants that were part of the castle, which I thought was pretty neat.
Well, it is. They can trace the lineages back a long, long way. And this is usually can be steamed, it can be sauteed, and it's usually served with potatoes. It can be served with a hollandaise sauce, or it can be served with some other white sauce, a Pernod sauce. And again, it can be eaten with a good sausage, good meat. But the key thing in all of this is the asparagus is king. That's the main thing people are eating.
I agree with you on that. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and Doc Bill is talking with us about white asparagus, and I'm sharing my experience when I was in Southwest Germany, and I had a chance to actually taste a lot of white asparagus. Just about every meal, Doc Bill and Olivia, there was white asparagus on the menu, and because I am such a lover of white asparagus, from my Pan Am days was when I first had it way back then, and I chose white asparagus every time. If it was on the menu and with hollandaise sauce, as you mentioned, Doc Bill, was usually the way that it was presented. I dove right into that, and that was definitely what I selected.
Well, it's a great plant, but it also has a short season. You're looking at about a 7-week season, whether asparagus is growing here in the U.S. or in Europe. It's a 7-week season, and you're just harvesting the shoots. And it takes a few years for them to even get these patches ready to grow. But during the height of the season, they have as much as 300 to 700 pounds of asparagus are harvested during that period. That's a lot of asparagus.
That is a lot of asparagus. And, you know, when you talk about, you know, the harvesting of it, you know, you're right about that. And they create a whole festival around it. So they do have a white asparagus festival over in Germany. So if you're considering going to Germany and you love farming, you love doing that kind of thing, you should go during that white asparagus season. Now, I want to also talk a little bit also too, Dr. Bell, about another diploma that I got while I was there, because I know you are a food and you love food. And there's something called Maltöschen. And what that is it is this pasta that has minced meat inside of it that is actually boiled, and I had a chance to actually make some from scratch.
How was it?
Well, mine turned out pretty good. The person who was giving the lesson said I did a pretty good job.
Diploma worthy?
Yes, I got a diploma from it, so I must have done... I'll put it this way, it stayed closed. All of the inside ingredients did not come out. But this is all done at the Marlborough Monastery that I mentioned earlier. And as I mentioned, this monastery was the first actual site that UNESCO placed there in Southwest Germany. And it is one of Europe's most complete and best preserved medieval monastery complexes. And it's located in Marlborough as well. And it combines a multitude of architectural styles from Romanesque to Gothic, all in one place. And what I found really neat about it is as you walked around and just saw all of the different areas and the different structures, you saw things like fountains and gardens and everything all around. So again, you get a chance to see sort of a little bit of insight into what the lives would have been like during that time. And now the Maltöschen that I had a chance to do, legend has it that it was in the 17th century that it was said that you could not eat meat during Lent. So someone decided that they would hide the minced meat in a raviola-style kind of pasta pocket. And these were then, you know, kind of, I guess maybe the forbidden food, you might call it. But then it just kind of caught on in that region and became really a very, very favorite food item. But, you know, it was really good. And one of the things I really enjoyed about it, Doc Bill, is that you could also have that with asparagus, too. So you could combine both of those things because now it is a very favorite food in that particular region. And I have my diploma to show that, hey, if I want to make it at home now, then I can teach you how to make it.
Uh-oh.
Sounds good.
But that's a big switch, though. You're usually teaching me how to make these things.
Well, I think it's good to go places like that and bring back new ideas, and we can have a new dish.
Well, I'll have you and Olivia, you know, together, and I'll teach you guys how to make the Maltöschen.
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
All righty. Okay. Now, guys, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about more food, but this time we're going to take it over to the drink side of things here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Today's show is brought to you by Allianz Travel Insurance. When you're traveling, whether it's to Germany or around the U.S., you want to check out that travel insurance. So check out AllianzTravelInsurance.com. Back in a moment here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.